For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to Spark My Muse. I'm your host, Lisa Colon-Delay, and this is Soul School, Lesson 260, Make It Fun. The inspiration for this episode came from something I saw on Instagram, and if I could possibly find it again, I will link to it in the show notes for this episode. Maybe some of you played hide and seek as a kid. I think one of the best places to play hide and seek is a really gigantic house that's dimly lit and lots of cubby spaces and little places to sneak around and hide. But something even more fun sometimes than playing hide and go seek is playing a game called Sardines. If you've ever heard of this game or gotten a chance to play it, it is best played with about 10 or more people. Sometimes the more people you have, the more fun it is. It's kind of a hide-and-seek game, but the object of this game is that everybody wins. So one person is chosen as it, and that person hides. The object of the game is to find the hidden person. However, when you find the hidden person, you squish next to this person and wait for other people to find you. The most fun part of this game is when you're in a room whispering, "Shh, be quiet," hoping people find you, but hoping there's some bit of suspense too. I've played this game where there might be 15 people squished into a little spot, a little corner in a room, and someone walks into a room and then leaves, thinking no one's there, and there's almost the entire group there. And what's a lot of fun is as the person starts to leave the room thinking it's empty, someone goes, "Psst," and that person turns around, and then they realize there's a whole crowd in the room, and they get to join in, and they get to win. Love is the point of life. Anything else is a lesser thing, but it works like the game of sardines. Life and love isn't a game that you actually try to win as an individual. There can never just be one winner. Obviously, that makes it a very unhappy, unpleasant game. So love is something that you do and that you are. It's a verb. It's not just a feeling. And it's something that you make fun. You make it fun so that everybody wants to play and so that everybody can win. So the point of life is to love, to learn how to love, and you will be given the chance to learn this game over and over again. Another thing you will want to learn is how to fall in love. And what people often think of when they hear fall in love is this kind of giddy, rapturous feeling where you kind of get Twitter-pated. You kind of just think about a person all the time and you get all mushy, gushy inside, and it's like the fairy tales. But falling in love is really just kind of understanding someone else's belovedness. And even in the times when they try your patience, you continue to choose to love them and you continue to see them as beautiful. This can be very difficult because not everybody is going to give you these opportunities to think well of them. You also won't be giving people opportunities 100% of the time to think well of you. You might be hard to live with. In fact, you're hard to live with. That's just how people are. But we need to learn how to fall in love. And that means we need to learn how to let people get into our hearts, keep our hearts supple enough that we let that beauty get in, the beauty of the miracle of another person. This is another thing I got on Instagram from David Gate, which can be full of gems if you look for it. And I will include this in the show notes as well. Friendship is what will save us. So fall deeply in love with your friends. Date them, woo them, pursue them. Mark your anniversaries, celebrate their victories. Take care of their names when they're not in the room. Create a space for them where all truths are tender. for intimacy doesn't have to be reserved for romance, and crushes do not belong only to lovers. So don't hide it when you find a bona fide ride or die. A bona fide ride or die friend is somebody who's there in thick and thin, not just a fair weather friend, not just somebody who wants something from you, but where there's a mutuality. And there's a lot of forgiveness that has to happen in those types of friendships, because we never will see everything eye to eye and we'll make mistakes with each other. So friendship is something that needs to be worked on and cultivated, a lot like a garden. I want to read it again, because it talks about falling in love with your friends. How I've felt about life is that you should fall in love with everyone in a way, so that what is beautiful about them affects you. And there is something beautiful about everyone, although for some people that is very difficult to see. But for many, many people, if you sit with them for a while, if you spend time and attention with them, you'll find something very delightful and beautiful about them. I believe this is true the majority of the time. If you don't experience this in your life and you think people are mostly bad and mostly awful, I think this is actually more of a reflection of you and your woundedness. As you begin to heal, I found this out for myself, as I began to heal, I began to see beauty everywhere, in other people, in nature, all over the place, the world just flooding with it. And I don't think it's because I was seeing unreality. I think I was seeing what is true or potentially true, because I was getting closer to wholeness. So when you see beauty, tell about it, share it. If you see it in the natural world, if you see it in people you know, in your children, in your nieces and nephews, or people you come in contact with, tell about it and share it. If something beautiful happens, give a witness to it. If something touches your heart, give a testimonial. Tell somebody else. Create something. Give something. Hear the birds singing when you hear music. Stop and listen to the music. Sing and dance and be here until the door within you opens back up. I can see you. I can see you. I can see that there is a beautiful you. And remember, just like you, someone needs to hear from you that you see them. And you see the beautifulness of their soul. Someone needs to know that you are a witness to the miracle of their survival and the larger miracles of the kindness they still have despite all of their suffering. Being a happy, content person and being a lovely and beautiful person is no easy task. But for a person who suffered a lot or endured a lot, and they have become and they have been transformed into a beautiful or loving person, at least most of the time, you are witnessing a miracle of grace. Or if you witness the miracle of those who choose to keep going on day after day, they're continuing to choose to be here, just to stay alive, just to continue on and keep going. Sometimes it is so hard that that's not possible. And for those people who keep staying on, and if you're one of those people who's thought of giving up and is still here, I thank you for you, the miracle of you. You need to hear it too, that you're a miracle. So tell yourself and mean it. You don't have to wait for someone to tell you. You are worthy to tell yourself that you are a miracle. So do it. Tell yourself. Do it right this minute. I'll wait. It's not silly. It's your life. Tell yourself you are a miracle and you are a wonder. We walk beside people so they don't feel alone. In doing that, we don't feel alone either. When we're caught up in ourselves, our anxiety and our wounds, we lose our way. But always remember, it's part of our unforming process. We unform first to transform. It's normal to get caught up in ourselves and in our anxieties and in our woundedness. If that never happened, how strange would we be indeed? We lose our way to find it again. We lose our way to find it again. We lose our way to find it again. if you've lost your way, you will soon be ready to find yourself again. And we find other people. Remember the game of sardines? To anyone, including myself, who feels a little sick of themselves sometimes. That happens. So I ask you, where is your curiosity about other people and other miracles? How do people become good and wise? When we are self-absorbed people, we can't get out of our own way, and we become more and more miserable. If we're going around a spindle and we're consumed with our anxieties and our problems and our thoughts and our future plans, we become self-absorbed people who lack a curiosity in others. We lose other people and we lose ourselves. We all start this way on the spiritual path, and we can still veer into these lesser ways of being at times. We aren't progressing in any kind of linear way, but in cycles. And so sometimes it's going to go well, and sometimes we're going to feel like we lose our way. But we lose our way so that we find it again. You will always be restless or bored if you're boring to yourself, when what you mostly have is just your preoccupation. Your own preoccupation is a kind of prison. So we set that aside. It is other people who open the door to your own world, your wounds and your wonders. Your wounds and your wonders. Your wounds and your wonders. What triggers you and also what incites your joy is directly related to the connection found in others. These connections that incite longing reflect back to you a part of yourself that is alienated. Jealousy or envy is a misunderstanding of what our connections reveal. It turns helpful information into something negative and harmful to us. We're taking useful things we can use to learn about ourselves, and we're counting ourselves out and finding ourselves unworthy, pitting ourselves against others, when those connections can actually help us feel more connected to ourselves and more belonging. So we work on retrieving ourselves through ways of continually connecting to others, in big ways and small ways. We don't have to be best friends with everyone, but we do need to cultivate deep friendships and relationships too. And we can have casual friendships and relationships too. Acts and words of kindness, waking up to those divine beings that are always crossing your path. The people that upset you need your kindness the most. And that's because you will be taught by them the most. They have the hardest lessons to teach you about you. Because in treating them with grace and kindness, you actually offer that to your alienated part of yourself. And this happens little by little over the years, not in days or weeks or even months. We don't instantly learn to like everyone, or appreciate everyone, or see everybody as a miracle and a wonder. And we don't even do that very well with ourselves. Take your breaks and you trust the process. And then you resume the journey of finding your most whole self by digging deep, doing the inner work, and connecting with others and realizing that you are also, in doing that, finding yourself. It goes hand in hand through the social and soul connections that you find in your relationships. This process continues. This is the way you can slowly begin to realize the meaning of the path you've been on. May you soon realize fully for yourself. It wasn't to arrive somewhere. It was to encounter. It was to experience. It was to learn. It was to live. It was to love. It was to be thoroughly taken into the grips of love itself, and to realize that we find our way only through love, which is not a feeling. It's a verb. Love is something we live into and hopefully one day transfigure into. But also, we make it fun. We make it fun so that everybody wants to play. May this message find you well, and I wish you blessing and peace and much fun in love.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.